Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1865, Yreka, California celebrated several Union victories in the far-off Civil War. When news reached the mining town that Union forces had captured Charleston on February 20th, celebrants fired off a 36-gun salute. When Richmond fell, demonstrators filled the streets and the local newspaper reported a 100-gun salute in Yreka's plaza. A torchlight procession paraded in the street on April 6th, and men intermittently fired a 6-pound artillery piece. When the Reverend A.C. McDougall announced at the Methodist Episcopal Church that General Lee had surrendered at Appomattox on April 9th, an elaborate parade marched through town and enjoyed a 100-gun salute. Some Union supporters carried a gigantic effigy of Jefferson Davis suspended from a branch with the label Secession. Much later, U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Schuyler Colfax said when he was leaving Washington for the Pacific Coast, President Lincoln told him, "Mr. Colfax, I want you to take a message for me to the miners whom you visit. Their prosperity is the prosperity of the nation, and we shall prove in a few years that we were indeed the treasury of the world." Lincoln was assassinated that evening. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.